the league, but he's taking it to another level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I mean, you can't disagree with anything you're saying. I'm just looking at these standings and I'm trying to see who's coming out. I think the Kings get in. I think the Kings get in. I also think the Ducks get in, like you said. It's those two wild card teams that I really think that they might both fade, and one of them is going to back into a playoff spot. Talk about Colorado and Dallas. And like Dallas has 3 wins in their last 10 games. Colorado's actually been good. Their loss to Nashville on Friday was their first regulation loss in quite some time. I think it was almost 10 games. I don't know. There's something about Dallas. Like, they should be good. They have all the elements. The talent is there. But for whatever reason, I don't know. They haven't been able to put it all together. Yeah, Bishop came back last night, and he actually, believe it or not, he shut out the Senators. I think that was his first loss to Ottawa in a while, too, because he used to be a Senator, right? Traded to Tampa Bay for Corey Conacher. I don't know, and I'll give you credit because you were skeptical on the Bishop signing, and I really liked it. But it's just kind of been like, I don't know what it is. Like, you know, in a league where, you know, speed and offense, you know, is dominating. I mean, the Stars have all of that. And it's just like, I can't figure out why they just haven't been able to put it all together. You know, they added Radulov in the offseason, and he's kind of fit in well. But I guess secondary scoring is a problem because, you know, they've had to split up Seguin, Ben, and Radulov, and then they put them back together for a while and they play really well, but then the rest of the lineup doesn't score. I don't know. I have a feeling that Dallas is going to fall out. And if they do fall out, I don't know where they go from here. Yeah. 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 I'm going Ducks in, Stars out. That's what I know. It's easy to say that at this point, but I don't know. Dallas just doesn't, you know, I'm not confident that they'll be able to get it done. The Ducks are playing well. The Avalanche are playing relatively well. I'm going with Dallas. I think Dallas is going to fade out. So Anaheim's tied with Dallas right now. They've played the same amount of games, but Dallas has 2 more regulation overtime wins. Yeah, I think Anaheim's going in, and I think Dallas is going out. And then I'm really, really, really curious to see. I mean, I still think Nashville, you know, is going to be, you know, far and away the best team in the West. I don't know if they make it back to the final, but that, you know, first round matchup, Dallas, Nashville, That's not going to be easy. It's kind of like what happened last year, Michael. Remember, Chicago was the one, Nashville was the eight. And most people pick Chicago, and I think you and I were the only ones to make it a long series. And in the end, I mean, Nashville just obliterated them. So, again, there's no slam dunks here for Nashville or anyone in the West, by the way. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Again, if we could just, I wanted, so we're just, so are you taking Dallas out before we move on to something else? Okay, cool. Good. So there's a couple of milestones that NHL players hit the last little while. I wanted to talk to you about Ovechkin hitting 600. There was a nice ceremony there in D.C. Before their game against the Islanders on Friday night. And